Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Lots of focus on Leicester, of course, tomorrow. How much are you focusing on the opposition, and how much are you focusing maybe on the players that are coming in and the rotated side that we're assuming there's going to be?
Yeah, a good question, because about Leicester, no? Yeah, we know we're going to play against a team who has a lot of individual quality. It shows how they are doing in the league, no? Real clear offensive game idea, very quick installation of this idea with the coach, you know, Enzo, and he did an unbelievable job. I think each player of them could play in the Premier League, to be honest. A few guys have this experience, but proper experience. So it will be really hard for us to end control their key players and at the same time put them under pressure. As always in each game, we will focus on ourselves. So, of course, we will make changes, but we want to put our game into place. We want to be dominant. We want to be on their half of the pitch. For this, take all in account where they are good at. We need to stop that. So the best way to do that is play high press. So now we have to defend them, respect them. And what I said, a lot of good players and a good game idea. Yeah.
You could single out loads of players, but Ben Doak started in place of Mohamed Salah against Lass. Only 17 years old, coming to be one of the best players in the world. How much more is there to come from someone like him?
Yeah, he's young, so a lot of things can happen. But I had the privilege to grow up in Holland, so we have this culture, a long tactical culture of Johan Cruyff. They always said the most special players in the way we wanted to play in the past and still with a lot of teams. But this idea of having the wingers on the outside can create, can really use 1-1 to disorganize the opposition, to have this speed. In the past, that was like what you guys still know, Overmars, Arjen Robben, this kind of player. In the past in Holland, it was like Rap, Gensebrink, I say it with an English accent, but what a so we have this culture of wingers, and then if you get a young winger from Scotland but only 17 years old and has this capacity to create and to reach the final line with individual skill or individual movements, it's nice to see. And the good thing with Ben is, in my opinion, is that he comes into a squad with so much senior play and authority, is that he will never, I think he's not this kind of guy, but he will never make a sidestep. The boys will immediately tell him, you're already here constantly, like when he starts a decision from Robbo, you know, playing. But he has this low gravity, where he can... And that's how he can control the ball better. He can control the ball on the highest speed with his left and right foot. So he's a really interesting player, but loads of combi. He needs to mature. He needs to listen to Robbo. He needs to listen to Mo Salah. He needs to listen to Shots, to Cody, to Luis, to all these guys who are really trying to help him. And I think we as a club, for young players, I think it's really nice for them to be in our squad. And at the same level, I think, is really good for the older players to have young players with this hunger. They can mentor and they can, uh, I think each team who proved to be top has this right balance between talent, like a core group, like this young talent, like Ben Doak, Stefan, Luke Chambers, Connor Bradley. And then this core group of, say, Trent Alexander, Jota, Cody, Curtis, this core. And then you have the seniors like Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah, Robertson, Alisson. That combination between talent, core group, and real experience, I think that's what we always had. And that's what we, that's how we want to construct the squad. Yeah.
And just on Mohamed Salah, if he is rested, you know, how does he react to that? Because we know he's going for every goal scoring record there is. Is he okay when he's actually...
I spoke yesterday with Mo Yaskin, yeah? Mo, yeah. So, yeah, he's breaking record after record. And, yeah, we have a very, very special player in our hands and a mentor as well, a leader, somebody, you guys see the skill and all the things. I see him in the building. I see him in the gym. I see him coming in early. I see him. I see a real professional with a lot of experience, and I see a man who can lead this team without being the captain, but who can lead this team, and he does that. And it's special that he's with us. It's special how he's doing it. Every game he's at Anfield. Every game he plays away for the away end and for our away supporters. It's just, we should cherish these players, and he's this guy who out of nothing can create a lot, and he does that time and time after again. And that's, but you have them, and they are like not good people, but Mo is just an excellent, excellent person. So I spoke yesterday with him, and I said, I love it when you smile, Mo. I love it when you smile, because when he smiles in the building and outside, I know that the ball will smile as well. And yeah, and he will decide the games for us, what's quite important. Yeah.
Julia from the BBC.
I was just wondering about Hui. There were question marks over, or speculation over his future in the summer because of the lack of game time last season, but we saw him play in the Europa League, and this has always been his competition, the Carabao Cup. Can we assume that he's going to get much more game time this season with these two competitions?
Kuiv has a long-term contract. For me, he could play in any Premier League team. He has this, he's just a world-class goalie. And we have to give big role, and that was Alisson, in my opinion. So that's what I mean with talent, with all the players, how they can really learn from each other and combine. And a talent, he's not a talent anymore. He's just a world-class goalkeeper. He needs game time. So it was a really good thing that he stayed with us, that we could give him perspective, that Jürgen could give him perspective. And we're just really happy that he's with us, because you want each position with two top ones. And if that's young and old, but I mean, top ones who can play in any kind of game. And whatever happens, we can put Kuiv in, and the game will not change a lot. He's calm with his feet. He knows where to bring the ball. He can read it. He's exceptional in 1-1 situations, in my opinion. He can improve other things, but that's the good things. We're happy that with us, and hopefully that stays for a long time.
Pick up on that then. So did you sit with him and give him that perspective? You said Jürgen gave him that perspective. Did that happen this summer?
Of course, not in the summer, but we always... but it depends as well how players train, how players act in the room, how players... You never get guaranteed games, or you get guaranteed. You have to show in training. You have to show that each training is like... basically the last one of your life. This mentality we want from our boys, because that creates that they become better. And if they show this, the door is open for Kuiv, for all of them. And Kuiv is showing in training. And that's why I say a lot of times, we are so lucky that the Premier League managers are not looking to our training sessions, that they are hiding, because if they would see that, Kuiv is a cat, and with his feet, it's just, it's nice. It's good. You have this... he has this talent to surprise, the same as Alisson, where you're out of nothing in training session. Wow, what just happened? How did he? The save he made on the offside situation, the save with his feet he made in the last game, you think, how is that even possible? And he has this capacity to surprise, and good goalies have that. But he, at the same time, is good with a lot of space in front of him and calm on the ball. So really important for us the way we want to play if you play far from the goal. So yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've had a tendency in the earlier rounds of the EFL Cup in recent years to play these sort of mix and match lineups with younger players and fringe players. How difficult is it, or how do you go about getting the balance to be correct, where you want some of the more experienced players, but you want to give game time to players who are on the field, you want to give game time to some of the younger players.
Yeah.
How do you go about sort of thinking the way through to get the balance?
First, we want to win the game.
Yeah.
So that's our first thought. How can we win the game tomorrow? In a crazy schedule at the moment, because we play Europa League, what means Thursday. So you go a lot of times Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday. Now we go Saturday. So you play every 3 days. And we know that even more with the style we have, with the style where we want to put pressure, and when we lose the ball, we want to play counter pressure and pressing. And we know that that takes a lot from the boys, not just physically, because basically they can, but mentally, especially to be every time on this high level, individually and as a collective. So we need to make changes. It's just a given that you need to make changes in these kind of periods. Normally in the cup, how you say, we give more changes and we give debuts and we give... but we are not here to give debuts only. We are here as well to develop. So it's debut and develop. So say Bendouk, he makes his debut, but he needs game time to develop. Take other boys in our squad who needs to play, because I really feel, and Jota said it like a little while ago to me, the best thing in the season when we went for the 4 trophies was that we stayed in the League Cup until the end, because it gives all the players constant game time. It gives all the players in the squad, like, they stay hungry because they know that there's a next game and where they will play. And that's a healthy squad who wants to fight for all competitions needs this, that they are all ready to play. For example, Joe Gomez. Because Trent goes out, I think it's a good example, but I'm not sure. But Trent goes out, one of the best fullbacks in the world, and Joe Gomez needs to play on fullback, and he does that in an incredible way. So only with games, with playing, these boys are ready to show that as well. Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at Curtis Jones, he's had a pretty difficult 12, 18 months prior to the final third of last season when he got back into the team and was a revelation. I think a lot of people, you know, Liverpool fans amongst them, didn't expect him to be getting as much game time this season, given the big money signings.
Yeah.
And I know you've lost key midfielders,
but
he's really proven to be, you know, he's finding his best form again, and has been a key asset for you in the start of the campaign.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's been able to recapture the form, and what's...
Because
he has
Scouser mentality. he is this boy, same as Trent. their dedication is, it's difficult to describe. They're passionate about the game, the ball. There's nothing else in their life. It's the game and family and the game. And Curtis, I'm really proud, no, because these boys were 14, 15. Trent and Curtis were really young when they were in our academy, and that they are already played 50 games, no, Curtis? 100 games, yeah, 100, sorry, 100 games for Liverpool. And I sat on the stairway to him, like, up to 100 Premier League games. Let's keep, but yeah, it's... and if you see last season, there was a period, or not a period, but this last phase of the season, how he said the final third, the last, say, 10 games, where we changed our setup, but how he gave the midfield energy at that moment, you saw as well something what we really needed at that time. And he kept going. He deserved a start this season. He deserved to play games this season because of that. Yeah. But if you will ask Curtis, he will say that he's really happy that Dominic is here, that he's really happy that Alexis is here. And that's also Scouser mentality, you know? The team comes first. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
I've got Stephen Sheffield,
yeah. Obviously come back into the side, a bit of right back and sort of
that, Trent Rowland,
kind of
call it.
Yeah.
Do you see that sort of suits him potentially more in the future, or was that just the case of player being available or unavailable?
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, with all the games how he's set, and there are not many who can play that position like Trent does, because that's really tricky. That's why a big compliment to Joe Gomez, what I just made. Stefan is this player last year who, from a coach's point of view, he played on the six, was just exciting, no? Because he plays passes and dictates the game in a different way than say Alexis or like other midfields we had. But he's this proper talent. So you want to see him in the middle of the pitch. So it would not make sense to just play him as right back and use him as a right back like in the past or ever. So it's how I said, it's not easy to find the right player if Joe or Trent can't play. So, but we need to find solution as well, because Stefan, he's coming back from a long-term injury, so it's not possible for him to play constantly. So we need to find solutions on that position. So yeah, it's good that Trent is training. Yesterday he was on the pitch. It's good that Joe is performing how he's performing, and it's nice for Stefan to play a game there. But it was his first game as a... He played a lot of time centre-half, but not full-back, yeah.
James?
Pep, yeah.
From a coaching perspective, it must be really satisfying to see Darwin kick on in the way which he has done. Are we seeing now all the hard graft that you're putting out there with him?
No, I think compliment to Darwin. I think fans love him, no? He has this extreme mentality to run, to fight, to arrive in positions where nobody thinks he can arrive. But for us, it's really important that he stepped up, and not just offensively, but especially defensively as well. And it's nice to see him in a good moment. It's nice to see him positive. It's nice to see him starting a game back-to-back two times in a row. And you see immediately what that does to a player. He's a pure intuition player, no? Who does everything, like he smells and he goes and he sees and he does. And it's different than the... away at Newcastle, what would change, I think, any player's life, no, to be honest, if you can change a game like how he changed, compliment how he defended there with 10 men for such a long period, but how he could make from nothing to goals, and that gives him a confidence, and the intuition player like Darwin, he needs this kind of confidence, and then he speaks better English already, so he invests a lot in himself, how every person here in this room or everywhere, you need success, no? A player with confidence or a player without confidence is just a different player. A guy with confidence or without confidence is a different guy. So it's important that he's confident, and he's training really, really hard since preseason. Really, really hard. He says as well. That's good.
Because towards the back end of last season, Jürgen said counter-pressing has to be the ticket into this team. It feels like he's really
taken that on board in terms of the change in his work off the ball.
But this team is still in development. You feel it. You have, example, if you see Wolves first half or Wolves second half, if you see Villa performance, if you see even the last game, then Aston Villa, where you play unbelievable. So what I want to say is that in the end, I think we are the team with the highest number of counter-pressing in the league at the moment. So that's a real good sign already, and that will give us consistency. How the gaffer says, the best playmaker in the world is counter-pressing. So, and we believe in really this, but to be able to play good counter-press, you need a fluid build-up, you need the ball in the right position, you need the middle mark, all these things. And for that you can play really good counter-pressing. And Darwin, normally we always say the player who loses the ball needs to be the first one who chases, and hopefully Darwin is lots of time the first one, because it means that we high up the pitch. And what he gives us, what we didn't have before, is this: when we play and the teams put us under pressure, and especially when they go man-man, is that we can go not longer shoot a ball, but to use him to go over the press or through the press, and then he sets and goes, and it gives a real, with and then a lot of space for Mo, for Lucho, for Short or Cody, whoever. But like, so that is a real new, my God, that's a yellow and a red at the same time.
I'm
no, good, don't worry.
Thank you. Just wants to see how Trent is getting on, Pep and Thiago. Where is his recovery?
We missed Thiago, no? His quality. Alexis shows a lot, no? Like similar kind of control the middle, makes the ball arrive in the right spaces to the right players. But we want him back, no? He's this guy who gives, what I said, all the responsible. So we want him back in training. He's still not back in training. But he's healing, and he's on individual on the pitch doing football exercise already, like simple but effective. And so time will tell how that goes. And Trent, he trained yesterday with us, did the rondos and a ball possession with counter pressing, and he looked outstanding. So, tomorrow comes too early for him.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.